Hello?
Hey, this
Hello?
Is Spencer Local Splash. Am I speaking with Kyle?
Yes, this is Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I was calling earlier, but for some reason you weren't hearing me for some reason, so I apologize about that.
Okay.
So I was calling in about your the client interview that we've scheduled for you today. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first,
okay.
I'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, like the services and keywords that matter. And lastly,
okay.
I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together.
Okay.
So it looks like you already set up a security question for your business. Can you verify to me real quick the city you were born in?
Long Branch.
All right,
New Jersey.
Thank you. Alrighty. And I see that you already signed the terms and conditions, so we really appreciate that. So the
no problem.
Alrighty. So now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that's inaccurate, just please let me know and I'll make those corrections.
Okay, and sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but really quick. Yesterday when Mario processed the payment through credit card, I never received a receipt through my email address that we spent the money.
Oh, let me take a look here. One sec. Maybe here. All right, so the email that we sent you yesterday, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it's not on there?
Let me check. Sorry.
All right, no worries.
Local Splash. No, it's just confirmation that of our appointment today. Like I didn't receive a receipt. I'm looking around the same time that Mario called, and I'm looking at it's not next to the email or anything. It's just one email from Mario saying, you know, the scheduled date for our interview. Have anything attached that's like a receipt? I'm sure we have it through our credit card to show the transaction, but I would just like a receipt for my email as a tax write-off when we do taxes next year.
Alrighty. Well, I'll have one sent shortly. Just
okay.
Bear with me here.
Excuse me.
So the email that you saw is the client interview reminder?
Yes.
And you did not receive anything that says local / initial invoice?
Let me look. Well, hold on a second.
See the text message on this phone saying, let's see. Yesterday, it says, Kyle, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the terms. I did that, but when I looked at my email, it wasn't there. And then I got a text giving the credentials for the client dashboard, which I haven't logged in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then started talking about get your Google business profile verified, which I figured that once we talk on the phone, we can handle stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. I'll have that. All right. I'm not sure what happened, but I'll have that email sent to you shortly, okay?
Okay.
All righty. All right, one second.
No problem.
All right, now going to your business details, your business name is Venerable Drain Service, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the address we have on here is 2509 Huckleberry Road, Manchester Township, New Jersey, 08759.
Yes. Yep.
And by the way, is this a home address or an office location? And are you open to publicly displaying your home address online or just keep it hidden?
Well, can we just put Manchester, New Jersey versus the actual street address and the house?
Yeah, well, in that case, we'll keep the address hidden, if that's the case.
Okay.
All right.
So can you put, like, the counties, or does it have to be specific?
Well, we can indicate the city and not the the actual address. So in that case, we will hide the address. So it will just
okay.
Show the city.
Okay.
All right. And the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be 848-238-8371. All right. And your email address is VENERABK at keen.edu.
Yes.
All right. So we'll be sending more updates to your email directly. So just please check your email often.
Okay.
So I see that you already have a business website, right?
Well, I have a website, but it was a bare minimum website, so I really don't want to go off of that. Like, I was told by Mario that you guys would create one for me or something of that nature.
We can. Yeah, we definitely can. Did you purchase a domain or a website URL already that you want us to use?
Well, let's see. I remember I just went on Vistaprint, and I just created a website through them, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was domain. I don't think I purchased anything with domains or something, or I'm not really sure, to be honest. That's why I'm calling you guys.
No worries. We will check for an available domain that we can use for the business then. One sec here.
Okay. Because I pulled up the website here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you want to see it or not, but I don't want to use this one. I'd rather go with whatever you know, guys are going to help with.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get one created for you. Just looking for a domain that we can use. So it looks like VenerableDrain.com or VenerableDrainService.com are both available. Which ones do you want to go with?
You said Venerable Drain and then Venerable Drain Service?
Yeah, those are the options that we have. So VenerableDrain.com or VenerableDrainService.com.
I mean, in your opinion, would it matter which one I choose? Like, is, you know.
Well, we would recommend the shorter the better. That way it's easy for your customers to remember.
Okay, we'll do Venerable Drain.
Okay. So, one sec here. So, we'll go with VenerableDrain.com. And we will be...
Well, actually, just... I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I'm just thinking, well, what if someone were to hear my name based off of Venerable Drain Service and then decide to type that in? You know what I mean? Like, if they just type in Venerable Drain and hit enter, you know, VenerableDrain.com, it might not come up versus if they type in the whole thing. VenerableDrainService.com.
You wanna go with the second one?
Yeah, I'll go with the second one, just thinking about it.
Okay, no worries. Anyways, they're both available, so we'll go with VenerableDrainService.com. And, sec here. So we'll build a modern mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. And in case you cancel services with us, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99.
Okay, so that's the domain name. But how about the website? Like, if I were to cancel, can I purchase that too? Like, the files
no,
and everything?
It's going to be the domain only.
Like, oh, okay, so if we were canceled.
Will not be included. Yep.
Okay, so there would be no way to buy the website at that point?
No, only the domain.
Okay.
Here. Now, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
I'd rather do that in person, or, you know, I would take care of that through the phone.
Sure, no worries.
Thank you, though.
So call tracking is included in your partnership. So this is a Google endorsed best practice for growth-focused businesses. So here's how it works. We provision a unique local number and promote it everywhere we market you. So every call to that number is tracked, recorded, and reported in your dashboard so you know exactly which leads came from our work. So you'll gain insight into call quality and job opportunities, minimize spam, and enjoy unmatched transparency into return on investment. So calls route instantly to your local Splash app or the main business line, which is your number ending in 8371. So there's zero disruption to your workflow. So you can access your reports in the local Splash app using your primary phone number for secure login.
Okay. Oh, so you guys have an app, Local Splash. Like, I can download it on the phone.
Yes. So
nice.
Once we, let's see here. Let me generate the call tracking number so you'll receive the email for the call tracking phone number and the details as to which app to download and where to access the reporting. So just bear with me here.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so I just set up the call tracking phone number, so you should get the call tracking phone number email shortly. And after this call, I'm just going to do a quick test call to make sure that the tracking number is working, okay?
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So I'm going to go over the keywords and just let us know if you want to add or change any. Let's see here. So we got drain service, drain cleaning, drain repair, sewer installation, sewer repair, leak detection, camera inspections. Do you do hydro jetting or pressure jetting?
No. And just to like to go over some of those keywords there. So my business is just unclogging drains and then cammering lines.
Okay.
So anything there that is in regards to replacing the pipe and all that, I would want that removed. Like I can give you a list right now that I have here.
Okay, is that the one on your website?
Yes, let's see. I'll go to it too. Yeah, everything that I do is mentioned on a website, but I have my I have flyers right here that literally say it as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I just know that you're doing all like a lot of keywords, which is great. It's just some of it is targeting something that I don't currently do right now.
Okay. Yeah. So all right, I'm ready.
Let's see. Sorry, let's see.
No worries.
Keywords, main sewer line cleaning, clogged drain, camera inspection of main sewer line,
okay.
Snake drain, unclogged drain, roto-rooter drain, let's see, snake clogged drain. It's all like stuff like that that's going to be curtailing the same thing. Clogged drains, clogged sewer line, clogged pipes, clogged toilet, clogged sink, clogged bathroom toilet, clogged kitchen sink, clogged grease trap, clogged floor drain, clogged shower drain, drain service, drain services, drainage service, drainage services, affordable drain service, grease trap unclogging, unclogged toilet. I mean, would you like to keep going or is that, should I stop? Because it's emergency drain service.
That's fine. So I'm just picking those. One sec here. I'm going to read back what I have here because, let's see here. One sec. So I'm choosing the most common ones based on what you provided. So for the keywords, the less keywords, the better we can rank each of the keywords on Google. So just bear with me here.
Okay.
All right, so what I have here are drain services, main sewer line cleaning, unclogged drain, a Roto-Rooter drain, snake clog drain, clogged pipes, clogged grease trap, and clogged kitchen sink, clogged bathroom sink.
So
camera inspection, and here. And sump pump clearing.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's great. I'm looking, cause like, you know, like the more keywords, the better, right? Because if someone searches, like if I don't have it, let's see. Obviously, say if it says, oh, and you know, someone has a clogged pipe and they type in clogged, drain unclogging. Right, that fulfills the requirement of trying to get, you know, route you to the, like, our website, but say if someone's specifically searching for, say, a urinal unclogging, and I don't have it listed as a keyword, but I have drain unclog as a keyword, would it make more sense to actually have the name of what I do on there as well versus just like a general thing?
Yeah, you mean like the specific?
Yes, the specific one.
Yeah.
Because I can go through, because just based off of my flyer here, like to break it down a little bit, is main sewer line, camera inspection, kitchen sink, bathroom sink, ejection pump clearing, sump pump clearing, flop sink clearing, urinal clearing, tub clearing, floor drains, toilet unclogging, grease trap. So that's pretty much the basic of whatever, like everything that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I had a previous SEO company a while back, which I canceled it because I got injured, long story short. And I'm just going over their keywords here. And, you know, it's giving me a list of things, but I pretty much told you everything right here that's on my flyer of what I do, you know.
Right.
It's just like extra stuff that's pretty much the same thing said multiple times, like pipes clogged. And then I go up here and it says, let's see, clogged pipe. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing, but just reworded. Like, do we need to do that? Or if you guys decide to do that, that's great. I just didn't know if I need to read it off to you.
Okay, so actually, what we want to avoid are keywords that are repetitive. Because like I said, the lesser keywords we have, especially on Google, the higher we can, the better we can rank you higher on Google.
Okay.
But again, if later on you wanted to add, you decide to add more keywords, we can always add them to the list of keywords, both on Google and on the website.
Okay. Okay.
And see here. You will get an email with all the keywords that we've discussed, so you can review them. And again, anytime you want to make any changes, like add more keywords or remove any keyword, then just email us back with the changes that you want. All right? So we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
So now, just have a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. What do your customers like most about your business?
And integrity and work that I do. Efficiency doing it. Just based off of experience. Like if you can problem solve well, then you can pretty much get to the root of the problem and then get it unclogged and get them back up and running without breaking their, you know, their bank account. Cause the longer you're there, the more you charge.
Right. And this is a family-owned business, right?
Yes.
Right.
And let's see here. Let me get back to your website real quick. Do you have, like, a mission statement for the business already that you want us to have on your website?
Let me look at that real quick.
Let's see here.
I don't have – it's very basic. I don't know if you're able to see my website. Like that, it's just three pages. It was like bare minimum when I started out. So I don't technically have a mission statement. I just have a paragraph about me.
I see. So if you can come up with one, you can email that to us. In the meantime, we have some mission statements that we can use temporarily. So like at Venerable Drain Service, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Or it could be as simple as our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Oh, well, they both sound good. Even if it was the first one, and you can throw in the word integrity in there. But you're saying, like, say if you were to do that and I come up with a mission statement to just, and if I wanted to make a change, just email it to you guys.
Okay, yeah, sure. So we'll use the first one and you'll email us the mission statement that you come up with, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So, you started this business 2 years ago, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But how many years of experience do you already have? Maybe we can highlight that.
2 years experience. But now, since it's 2025, I started in 2022. So, I mean, I guess we can do 3 years experience. But like the first year we were slammed. Like just from my experience, we were slammed. So I saw a lot of different situations. So I don't want, like, say if a guy worked for a company for 40 years and was slow the whole time versus someone that was slammed for 1 year. I guess it's a numbers game on how many different situations you've been put into to be able to problem solve. So I think to highlight that are we able to say something or in the regard of how I previously worked for Roto-Rooter? Because that's a large company. Or is that not allowed?
Well, we can add that to your about section where so we can put that on your about section.
Okay.
So you want to highlight our working with the Roto-Rooter before, right? One sec here.
Yes. And that's where I gained my experience. I mean, something along those lines.
Okay.
And the reason for saying that is because... Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying the reason for saying that is because I don't have, like, 20 years experience doing it, but the experience that I do have, it was for a large company. Oh.
Got it. One sec here. And, by the way, how many people work in your company?
It's all private.
Okay. And we're targeting both the residential and commercial?
Yes. Like, it could mainly be residential, but, I mean, if we're going to do this, I'd rather do both.
Okay. All right. And you're open 24/7, correct?
Yes. If I wanted to change that, am I able to do it? Like, say, now 24/7.
Yes.
If I wanted to then say I'm super busy.
Yeah, sure. We can always update the your hours of operations.
Okay.
But you want to start it now with 24/7 on the website?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. And what are the payment types that you currently accept? Okay.
Well, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, debit card, cash, check.
Okay.
Not cryptocurrency yet, but.
All right. All right, so let's cover your Google Business Profile. Have you set one up already?
I believe so, but I mean, I didn't. It was the basic. It was very basic, and I didn't pay for anything else that they would always advertise through Google. Like, oh, pay Google Ads now. Update your profile. Like, I didn't add anything additional.
Okay.
I just signed up for the free one.
And it's under the same exact business name, Venerable Drain Service?
Yes.
Okay, one sec here. By any chance, do you have access to that right now so I can walk you through how to add as this manager?
Oh, okay. I'm logging in to my email right now, so then I'll be able to bring it up. 94.
Oh, and by the way, would you be able to do that through the browser instead of the app?
The browser? Like versus yeah. I'm logging in right now to it's on the computer.
Appreciate that. Okay.
No problem. Just almost there.
All right. No worries. All right, so...
Oh, I'm not there yet. For some reason, it's not logging
not
me
cool.
in. Just give me 1 second.
No worries.
That's why. Just have to try something else real quick. Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. I'm here now.
I'm sorry, come again?
Oh, I'm able to access the Google profile.
Well, okay, perfect. So, let's see here. So on your Google Business Profile Manager screen, do you see there like a three-dot menu right next to your profile strength? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So click that, please, then go to Business Profile Settings.
Okay.
All right. And from there, you'll see people in access. Then just click on that and click add.
Add. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can add a manager. Then from there, you will have an email address field.
Yep. Okay, I'm here.
So in the email address field, just type the following number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 552-554-6200.
6200. Okay, so I got 2554-6200.
Yes, and you should see local splash listings.
Oh yeah, okay. Popped up. Just click that.
Alright. Yeah, just click that and set access as manager and then you should get a confirmation message that we've been added. It should say pending on your end.
Okay, yeah.
You see it now, okay. And let me just refresh here just to make sure we receive via manager invite. Okay. And I see it here now. Sec. Alright, so Venerable Drain Service, fully insured, emergency service. Alright, I see it now. And, now I did notice on your website that you're targeting two counties, right?
Yep, Monmouth and Ocean.
Alrighty. So, yeah, let me just take note of that here so we can target those. Now, one growth feature we offer is to create weekly Google profile posts to keep you front and center in local search. So you'll be able to preview and update these anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business?
Yes. Would you recommend that? That would help me out?
Yeah, that would create more traffic on Google if we create posts on a weekly basis.
Okay. So it was already included in what I paid for, but you're just saying I can turn it on and off? Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So on the dashboard, you'll have access to that. So you'll just have to, there's a section there that says posts. So from there, you'll be able to disable and enable it. And you'll be able to make edits if you want.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about Yelp now. You already have a Yelp page, right?
I think I... I never done anything with that, I think, because people from Yelp kept calling me, trying to get me to pay. I never even went on the website. Pursue Yelp.
I see. So, yeah, one sec here. So in that case, we'll just work on your Google Business Profile and your Facebook ads then.
Okay. Now, since I don't have a Yelp, would it be a benefit if you guys create Yelp for me, or is that not,
well, the thing is, I see that your Yelp page is still active.
Oh.
So, what you can do is you can add us as admin to your existing Yelp page, and we can optimize it for better lead flow.
Okay, and now would that be...
Oh, go ahead.
Would it be everything below splash, like all the stuff?
I'm sorry, for some reason you were breaking up. Say that again, please.
Okay. Or everything through there versus me having to log into every account to just check like the status of and then different things.
Well, once you add us as admin, you'll be able to see the platforms that we promote your business on through the dashboard. So Facebook, Google Business Profile, and Yelp, you'll have access to all of that through the dashboard.
Oh, through the local splash dashboard.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. So you'll see it through listings.
Okay, well, so Yelp, you would just need access, because I don't remember the last time I logged into Yelp, so I'd have to try to find the login now or
okay.
Do it at another time, but I'm willing to look right now just to see.
Okay, well, if you're unsure about the access, then we can have our team create one for you instead. Would you like us to create one? Create a new one?
That's fine. Better to just recreate a team. That would be better.
Okay, I think I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, a new one created.
Okay, all right. No worries then. One sec here. So how about a Facebook business page? Do you already have one?
No, don't have one of those.
Okay. Now, see here. So with Facebook, they actually require that you create the page yourself. That way you'll have full ownership of it, and you'll just need to add us as an admin. So I can send you an email with the detailed instructions on
okay.
adding us as, on creating the Facebook page. So basically you just need to add the business name and choose a business category to create a basic page. Then we'll take care of the rest.
Over.
All right, so one sec here. So let me send that to you right now. Just bear with me here. Alright, so I just sent the email, so you should get that any minute from now.
Okay.
Alright. So, let's see here. Now, since Facebook ads are included in your strategy, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or you want to have our creative team handle that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. So I was just saying, for your Facebook ads, would you like to send us specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have our creative team handle it for you?
Well, would the images be like my logo and stuff like that, or...
Yeah, it could be your logo or pictures of your completed work that we can use for the Facebook ads.
Okay. Well, how about can I start it out by say what you guys would do, and then
okay,
when I get a chance, give you additional pictures to upload.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Because I'm writing the stuff down that I can do.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down to where I'm good with what you guys come up with, but, you know, when I get a chance, I can do that. Send.
All righty. So now this time, we'll have to choose a response method. So there's three options available, but we'll have to choose one. So I'm going to go over each option. Just let me know which one you like to use.
Okay.
So first is the Facebook form fill. your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. Second is calls. With call selected, you'll receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And third is the Facebook Messenger. You just have to ensure you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service requests. And as per Facebook's policy, you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours. So which option do you prefer?
Oh, okay. I mean, which one would you think would be the most beneficial? I do like the first one, how if they filled out the form on Facebook, I would then receive the information and then call them. I do like that. It's similar to the Facebook messaging one. It's just there's no, mandatory thing that I'd have to do. Like, say if I miss a response within 24 hours, am I going to get penalized through Facebook?
No. Well, basically, you won't be able to get access to that message anymore. So really have to respond to that within 24 hours. Otherwise, the other option would be the first one, the form fill. So those are kind of the two options that are most popular that's being used.
How about can I change this at any time? Like if I go with the first one and then decide, hey, I want,
yep.
Okay, I'll go with the first option then.
Okay. All right, one sec here. So we'll set it up with the Facebook form fill then. And anytime you want to switch the call to actions, just let us know, okay? So we can update it for you. So our team is available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. The phone was breaking up.
Oh, sorry about that. So I was just saying our team is available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Well, is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Oh, for like you guys to check in on me to, or if you need something from me? I guess you can call me as needed. How about that? But.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, since you already have a business logo, you can either send that to us by email at photos@localsplash.com, or you can, since you already have access to the dashboard, you can just go straight to the business info tab on the dashboard and upload the logo directly. All right?
Okay. So either way, it's going to get to you fast.
Yep. Go ahead.
I was just saying I might not be able to do it right this second. I'm just writing everything.
Okay. No worries. You don't have to do it right now. So you'll see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keyword list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just respond to that message. If you also have project photos, so you can send them directly via email, or again, you can upload them to your dashboard or even to the app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we'll add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. And your client dashboard login will give you access for you to be able to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere or on any device. So let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases. So the Facebook ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Directories like a Google Business Profile, Yelp will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. And you can check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we'll meet regularly to review and refine the strategy.
Okay.
Now, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if you're ever in doubt, forward those messages to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
We also want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. 3 weeks from now would be July 1st. That's on a Tuesday. Is that a good day to do a follow-up call with you?
Yeah.
And would you like to do it just around the same time?
Yeah, that'll work. 12's good.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send a calendar invite as a reminder, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this wraps up our onboarding interview. Thank you for investing this time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. Do you have any immediate questions or concerns I can help you with?
No. Nope.
All right.
Oh, just
well,
last, just how about that? I'm sorry. How about that email about the receipt? You said that that's going to
be
sent.
Yes, that's going to be sent. One sec here. Just bear with me. All right. So can you check if you received anything?
Yeah, 1 second.
That says the Local Splash invoice.
Local Splash invoice.
No, not yet, but maybe I'll check spam folder. Maybe it's in there. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Call tracking, client interview.